Doctors, athletes, and scientists gathered at the White House yesterday to talk about concussions. President Obama announced more than $60 million in funding for concussion-related research at the summit. KJZZ's Alexandra Olgan has that story.
A large portion of the money is coming out of the NFL and NCAA. Dr. David Dodick is a neurologist at Mayo in Phoenix who studies head injuries. He says the country has the brain trust to mitigate the damage of concussions, but they just need the money. Dodick says he's working to reduce harm, not prevent injuries.
You're not going to eliminate concussions from sport. It's a risk that one takes when they play. So now we have to focus on making sure that we can identify concussion when it occurs. But most important is how to mitigate and how to minimize damage and injury to the brain.
He wants to develop basic sideline protocols so anyone can administer them. Pop Warner Youth Football League will choose 100 teams across the country to participate in a new concussion study. Kathy Enriquez is with Arizona's chapter, which has more than 5,000 players. She says Pop Warner already uses the same sideline concussion testing as high schools.
Each child who comes off of the field complaining of or exhibiting any symptoms of any type of head injuries has to be evaluated by qualified medical staff before they are able to return to the game.
Enriquez says the teams have also limited contact practice time to give kids fewer opportunities to actually get a concussion. Kevin Merrill works with Shockbox, a sensor that measures the force a player endures from a hit and sends an alert to a smartphone. He says it isn't just the big blows or painful ones that cause concussions. It's important to know when a player takes a hit with high enough force, even if the kid doesn't feel it at the time. He has been working with state high schools to provide the devices, but he's met resistance.
Athletic directors that I've spoken to have the feeling that if they know that a player has taken a hard hit and they don't pull them off and do the assessment, or if they pull them off and do the assessment and then allow them to return to play, that they're going to be more liable than if they never remove them from play in the first place.
Merrill is working with the Arizona Interscholastic Association and Barrow Neurological Institute to get funding for a study using data from the sensors to better outline sideline testing. Alexandra Olgan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.